Using the Internet. The Internet is an important aspect to today's modern computing environment. Just about anything you can think of is probably online somewhere, and as you would expect, WindowEyes makes it very easy to research and work with these modern websites. In this section, we will introduce you to the basics of how to navigate web content with WindowEyes. At the time of this recording, WindowEyes works with three web browsers. These are Microsoft's Internet Explorer, Mozilla Firefox, and Google Chrome. If you are using Windows 10, be aware that Microsoft Edge is currently not accessible, though this is expected to change sometime later in 2015. For this section, we will be using Internet Explorer because it comes with Windows already. You don't have to do anything special or download any extra software to obtain it. To begin with, we're going to open Internet Explorer. The method that I'm going to show you works with Windows Vista 7, 8, and 8.1. which should cover the majority of use cases. To start with, I'm going to press the Windows key, and that's going to open, in my case, the start screen, because this machine is running Windows 8.1 at the moment. In Windows Vista or Windows 7, it will bring up the start menu.
Mail group, mail unselected, R1C1 list view, start menu.
Okay, now that the start screen is open, I'm going to simply type the word internet.
N-S-E-R-E-T, Internet Explorer app.
And here we have the Internet Explorer app. To open it, we will press Enter.
Internet Explorer. 12 headings, 4 landmarks, 49 links. Skip to main content link, window-eyes mouse over link, reading systems mouse over link, low vision mouse over link, support mouse over link, training mouse over link, GW micro-now part of the A squared FAMILY exclamation point. You are here, link home greater than great.
My homepage is set to gwmicro.com, which at the time this is being recorded is the main WindowEyes website. The homepage that comes up when you open your browser will likely differ from mine. To get to the WindowEyes website, press Ctrl L to get to the address bar or location bar, depending on the browser you're using. Type www.gwmicro.com and press Enter. Assuming you have internet connectivity, the WindowEyes website should load in just a few seconds. So, as you heard, WindowEyes began reading the webpage content automatically. And in just a moment, we will go into details on how you can read it yourself. Before we do that, I need to explain about browse mode. WindowEyes uses something called browse mode when working with web content. This is because web content can be divided up into visually pleasing elements. For example, you might have a bar going across the top that has links to some common website features, and you might have another one going down the left-hand side or the right-hand side, which links to even more content. Or you might have a page that's broken up into columns or tables, or something else that visually looks nice, but if you were to read it from left to right, top to bottom, it wouldn't make much sense. These web browsers and websites weren't designed to be operated with the keyboard. They are designed primarily with fully sighted users in mind, who typically just move around, click things with the mouse, scroll the web page with it, and so forth. Thus the need for what we call browse mode. When you're working with a web page, WindowEyes makes essentially an invisible area that you can move around with your keyboard that reflects the information on the web page in real time. Be aware that there are a few differences between what you find in browse mode versus what actually appears on the screen. The most important and obvious difference is that you can navigate all of this information with the keyboard, just like you would in a word processor like Microsoft Word or Notepad. Second, the information displayed has been decolumnized. That just means that the sidebar, top bar, and any kinds of tables or any other information that's been formatted to look nice has been essentially undone and put on their own lines so that you can use your up and down arrow keys to read the information and it will actually make sense. The other difference, which we will show you shortly, is that browse mode lets you move to specific web page elements, like headings, form controls, links, landmarks, tables, lists, and so forth. So to begin with, you can turn browse mode on and off with Ctrl-Shift-A, and I will do that now.
Link training.
That little click that you just heard means that browse mode is now off. If I turn it back on, we will hear a lower-pitched click. So there it is back on. I'm going to press Ctrl-Shift-A again to turn it off. And again to turn it back on. When browse mode is off, anything you do with the keyboard interacts directly with the web browser, just as if WindowEyes wasn't running. When browse mode is on, you are actually interacting with that speech-friendly version of the web page that I was just describing. And depending on what you do while browse mode is on, WindowEyes will pass on that action to the browser. For instance, if you were to move to a link and press enter, WindowEyes would tell Internet Explorer, in this case, that you're trying to open the link, and Internet Explorer will do just that. And of course, the same goes for Firefox and any other web browser that we support in the future. Now that browse mode is on, we can arrow through this web page just like it were a document. So I'm going to down arrow a few times just to show you what I mean.
End list and main landmark link GW micro dash now part of the A square FAMILY exclamation point. Link window dash eyes. Link reading systems. Link low vision. Link shopping cart order online.
And of course, we can go up with the up arrow.
Link low vision. Link reading systems, link window dash eyes.
Similarly, we can use the left and right arrow keys to read character by character. Let's hit right.
I N D O W dash E Y E S.
So there's the word window eyes. I'm going to hit the left arrow until we get back to the W.
E Y E dash W O D N I W.
Okay. You can also do control left and control right to go by word.
Reading. Systems. Low. Vision. Shopping. Cart.
Now, I was just hitting the control right arrow key. That chime or ding that you heard means that we're crossing new line boundaries. Remember that as we went up and down those links, WindowEyes, training systems, all of that were links on their own lines. And so as we control left and control right, we're going word by word and, in this case, also down by line when appropriate. I'm going to hit control left arrow until we get back to WindowEyes.
Shopping, vision, low, systems, reading, window dash eyes.
You can also use the page up and page down keys to move by larger increments, usually 24 or 25 lines. From a visual perspective, that's approximately one screen's worth of information. In addition, you can hit Control Home to go to the top of the page, and Control End to go to the bottom, just like you can in a word processor. You can also start a read to end with Control Shift R, and WindowEyes will begin reading the content of the web page until either there's no more content to read, or you interrupt read to end with a key, such as Control. So let's move back to the top of the web page with Control Home.
Top link skip to main content.
It's also possible to copy text to the clipboard and preserve its formatting. Since we're working with web content, the way that we select text is slightly different than what you might be used to. To do this, I'm going to press F8. That's going to mark the beginning of the selection. Thus, I'm telling WindowEyes that I want to start selecting text exactly where I am in browse mode.
Selection start.
And you heard WindowEyes say, selection start. Now I'm going to hit the down arrow key a bunch of times.
Link. Heading for a conference.
That's probably enough. Now I'm going to press F8 again, and rather than say selection start, a dialog box will open, which gives me a few options.
Copy C button. Dialog select content default copy C button reset selection start R button cancel button.
As you heard, the three options we have are copy selection, reset selection, or cancel. If I hit enter, that's going to copy what I just selected to the clipboard. If I were to tab and hit enter on reset selection, WindowEyes would now use my current position as the new selection point. It would be as if I went down to this section and hit F8 for the first time. And of course, if I hit cancel, nothing will change, so the selection will still be up at the top of the page where I began, and I can choose a different point to end the selection. I will press enter now, and that will copy the selection to the clipboard.
Copy to clipboard.
Once that's finished, I've been placed back on the web page. To verify that that worked, I've already got Notepad open, so I will Alt-Tab to it, and press Control-V to paste the content of the clipboard into Notepad.
Untitled Notepad. Window. Task switching. Untitled Notepad. Edit.
Here we are in Notepad, and now I'm going to press Control-V.
Paste it from clipboard.
I'm now going to press Control-Home to go to the top of Notepad.
Skip to main content window eyes reading systems low vision support training. GW Micro now part of the A square FAMILY exclamation point. You are here home. Side cues, zoom, and speech tools. Welcome to GW Micro.
And that was just me down narrowing through the content. As you have likely figured out, the layout of the GW Micro website does in fact have a top bar that links to some of the main AI squared content. But in browse mode, we made it easier to get to by placing each of those links on their own lines. Of course, since I went into Notepad, the only thing that was copied was text. But if I were to go into another application, such as Microsoft Word, items other than text would have also been preserved, such as any images, tables, or hyperlinks. Note also that the F8 selection that we just showed works in most other cases where browse mode exists, such as Internet Explorer, Firefox, Outlook, Windows Live Mail, and Thunderbird. I'm going to Alt-Tab back to the webpage.
Welcome to GW Micro Internet Explorer.
The most basic way to navigate a webpage is with the Tab and Shift-Tab keys. I mention this first because Tab or Shift-Tab will take you to any kind of element that can receive keyboard focus, meaning you can get to links, you can get to form controls, or other items that the webpage author thinks is important. Before we go through all of the browse mode specific web page commands, let's tab a few times so you have an idea of what happens. I'm going to first move to the top of the web page with Control Home.
Top link skip to main content.
And now I'm going to press the tab key.
Link window dash eyes mouse over. Link reading systems mouse over. Link low vision mouse over. Link support mouse over.
And if there were form controls like a search box or a button or anything else like that, the tab key would take us there. Shift-Tab consequently moves us back by those same elements. I will press that now until we get to skip to main content.
Link low vision mouse over. Link reading systems mouse over. Link window dash eyes mouse over. Link skip to main content.
As mentioned earlier, we can also move to specific web page elements. Before demonstrating this, I am going to move back to the top of the page with Control Home.
Top link skip to main content.
The first navigation key we're going to show is how to move by link. And to do that, you press L or Shift-L. L goes forward by link, Shift-L goes backwards. And the same is true for other navigation commands. The letter by itself moves forward by that particular element, and using the Shift key with that letter will move in the opposite direction. I'm going to hit L a few times.
Link window dash eyes mouse over. Link reading systems mouse over. Link low vision mouse over. Link support mouse over.
And you can hear that we are indeed moving by link. The mouse over speech that you hear just means, in this case, that you can hover the mouse over these items and something might happen. From a keyboarding perspective, if you hear something is a mouse over or clickable, most of the time it's going to act like a link, in which case you can press the Enter key to activate it. Now that we have gone down a few links, I'm going to press Shift-L to move backwards by link.
Link low vision mouse over. Link reading systems mouse over. Link window dash eyes mouse over. Link skip to main content. Wrapping from top link privacy policy.
Notice we just heard WindowEyes say wrapping from top and then privacy policy. That's because we were previously on the first link of the web page, that skip to main content link, and we tried to move up to a link which doesn't exist. As a result, WindowEyes moved to the bottom of the web page and took us to the last link on the page, which in this case is privacy policy. The same thing would have happened if we tried to move to the next link on a page and there were no longer any more links to move to. This convenient wrapping feature also occurs with other browse mode navigation commands. And if you prefer, WindowEyes can be configured to not wrap and simply stop if it can't find what you are looking for. And this is a browse mode verbosity item, so you can control whether WindowEyes wraps when pressing browse mode related hotkeys by opening the WindowEyes control panel with control backslash, and then going to verbosity, browse mode, miscellaneous, and the final option will say wrap around for prior and next browse mode hotkeys. In this case, you would set that to no. So if wrapping were disabled, we would have heard WindowEyes say no link instead of wrapping from top. Similarly, you can use V and Shift V to move by visited links.
Wrapping from bottom visited link play. Visited link forward 20%. Visited link back 20%. Visited link stop.
And I'm navigating to some links which control a video that's available on the homepage. I will press Shift V to move back by visited link.
Visited link back 20%. Visited link forward 20%. Visited link play.
And for a link to be visited, it quite literally means just that. It's a link to a page or a file that you have accessed sometime in the past. I'm going to move back to the top of the page now with Control Home.
Top link skip to main content.
Now, we already know that there are quite a few links here. What if I wanted to just skip all of that and get to the main content of the page, the text? That's easy enough to do with N to move to the next block of text, or Shift N to move to the previous block of text. I'm going to press N now.
Heading 3, welcome to GW Micro.
And it took us to the first block of text, which in this case is a heading that says, welcome to GW Micro.
Heading 4, player controls. Heading 4, currently playing Windows-Eyes offer for. Heading 4, conference. Heading 4, time 000. Since 1990, GW Micro has been a trusted pioneer in the adaptive technology industry and continues.
And as you heard, WindowEyes took us to actual headings, or in this case, blocks of text. It did not take us to any link content, which is exactly what we wanted to happen. So just as N moves us forward, Shift N moves us back.
Heading 4 times 0000 of 1854. Heading 4 conference. Heading 4 currently playing Windows-Eyes. Heading 4 player controls. Heading 3 welcome to GW Micro. Wrapping from top hours M-F 9 o'clock at 5 p.m.
And again, the wrapping from top text means that I moved past the first block of text and we wrapped around to the last block of text at the end of the page. You can also move by web elements called headings. Headings let you separate sections of text from one another. Heading level 1 is the topmost heading, heading 2 is smaller than 1, 3 is smaller than 2, and so forth all the way through heading level 6. H and Shift H will move us forward and backward by heading.
Heading 3, you are here. Heading 3, welcome to GW Micro. Link heading 3, Windows-Eyes 9.0 Beta 2 is now available. Link heading 3, A Square and GW Micro join forces and merge into one company. Link heading 3, GW Micro announces global Windows-Eyes initiative for users of Microsoft Office.
And Shift H moves us back by heading.
Link heading 3, A Square and GW Micro join forces and merge into one company. Link heading 3, Windows-Eyes 9.0 Beta 2 is now available. Heading 3, welcome to GW Micro.
Notice that we heard the different heading levels on this page as we encountered them. I mention this because if you know what heading level you're looking for, you can press the number of that level followed by H, and that will take you straight to it. For example, if you were visiting a news website, you may notice that the article that you want to read begins at heading level 1 or heading level 2. If you know this, you can press 1H or 2H to go to the next heading level 1 or heading level 2 from your current position. The 1H or 2H commands would move straight to those headings, regardless of what might have been in the way. Let's demonstrate that right now. We know that there are a few heading level 3s before we get to, say, a heading level 4. If I want to find the first heading level 4 on this page, I will press the number 4 and then the letter H.
4. Heading 4, player controls.
And there are the player controls that we encountered a few minutes ago. Notice that WindowEyes skipped all of the links, the other headings, everything else that came prior to this heading level. If a web page uses headings to separate content, these types of commands can be both real time savers and, in a lot of instances, make you faster at getting around the web than somebody who is fully sighted. Be aware that not all web pages use headings, and some pages that use them do so incorrectly or abuse them. So the usefulness of the commands that we're showing you are also going to depend on how the web page is laid out. And the only way to know that is to really explore a website and become familiar with it. You may have also heard that WindowEyes said that this page had something called landmarks. Like headings, landmarks can be used by web designers to separate out different sections of a website. Unlike headings, which are just headings 1 through 6, landmarks have certain predefined roles, such as navigation, search, main content, section, article, aside, and so on. To move between landmarks, we can use the semicolon or shift semicolon keys. Let's first move to the top of the page with Control Home and then press semicolon a few times to see what happens.
Top link skip to main content.
Here we are, now I'm pressing semicolon.
Main landmark link Windows-Eyes 9.0 Beta 2 is now available.
And here we are at the main landmark, and this is where main content of the web page would go.
Search landmark, search gwmicro.com, search gwmicro edit.
And here is another landmark, which is called search. And indeed, it took us to the search portion of this web page. Let's press it again.
Navigation landmark, general links.
Here's the navigation landmark for general links. Now I'm going to press shift semicolon to move backwards by landmark.
Search landmark, search gwmicro.com, search gwmicro edit. Main landmark link window dash eyes 9.0 beta 2 is now available.
Now I stopped at the main navigation landmark for a reason. If I were to begin reading from this point, I would be able to hear the main content or main information of this web page without having to go through all of the links or header information, or if this were another page, advertisements, other things like that that I'm not interested in. If implemented correctly, landmarks can be even more useful in most cases than headings. But as landmarks haven't been around as long as headings or other conventional web page elements, you may not come across them as often. WindowEyes also fully supports forms that are part of websites. Just like paper forms, a web form might have a series of different controls that ask you some questions. For example, you might have an edit box asking for your name. You might then have a comma box that lists the month and day that you were born. And you might have a group of radio buttons that allows you to select your gender, or a checkbox that says whether you are married, have children, and other things like that. WindowEyes has several different ways that you can quickly move to these types of controls. The most generic way is to move to any form control that's on the page. And that's accomplished with F and Shift F. Think of F for form control or form field. Let's move to the top of this web page and see if we do, in fact, have some controls to work with.
Top link, skip to main content.
I just pressed Control Home. Now I'm going to press F.
Search gwmicro.com, search gwmicro edit.
And here we are at the search gwmicro.com edit box. Let's press F again and see what else we've got.
Search button.
And again.
Wrapping from bottom, search gwmicro.com, search gwmicro edit.
So we have only two form controls on this particular web page. We have the search gwmicro edit box and the search button, which will tell the web browser to perform that search once it's activated. And I will demonstrate going backwards by form controls with Shift F.
Wrapping from top, search button.
There's the search button.
Search gwmicro.com, search gwmicro edit.
And here we are back at the search edit box. So now that we're on the search edit box, you might be wondering how you actually type something into it, especially since right now browse mode is eating all of your hotkeys so that you can navigate through the web page. To do this, you can tab or shift tab like we discussed closer to the beginning of this section. And once you reach the edit box, WindowEyes will automatically turn browse mode off so that you can begin typing your search. But if you're navigating any other way, such as with the arrow keys or with F and Shift F or other commands, then you will need to turn browse mode off yourself before typing into these controls. Once you are on the control of interest, you can either press Enter to turn browse mode off or Control Shift A. If you have some sight, you can also physically click the mouse on that control and browse mode will also disengage. Since I'm currently on the edit box, I'm going to press Enter to turn browse mode off.
Search gwmicro.com edit.
There was that little click telling us that browse mode was off, and WindowEyes read the control that we were on, in this case, the search box. Now that browse mode is off, I can interact with this edit box just like any other edit box. I'm going to go ahead and type the word WindowEyes.
WINDOW-EYES.
And like with any other edit box, I can use the arrow keys to read what I've typed. I'm going to hit the left arrow a few times.
SEYE-WONIW.
And now I will go to the right.
INDOW-EYES.
I can also press the read line command, which remember is Control Numpad 5, to hear what I've typed as well.
Window-EYES.
And this read the current line on the screen. If there were other fields in this form that I needed to interact with, I can move to them with Tab or Shift Tab without having to turn browse mode back on first. Or, if I wanted to, browse mode could remain on, and I could still tab or shift tab to them, and WindowEyes would turn browse mode on and off as needed, so that I wouldn't have to do so manually. This feature, by the way, is called automatic form interaction. If you prefer, this behavior can be turned off, so that regardless of whether browse mode is on or off, it will remain in that state, even if you tab to a form field. be aware that if this feature is off, you will have to manually turn browse mode on or off yourself before working with the control. This is found in the Verbosity Browse Mode Autoload section of the WindowWise control panel. I'm going to go ahead and turn browse mode back on with Control-Shift-A. Again, notice the lower pitched click to indicate that browse mode is indeed back on. Speaking of which, WindowWise can be set to play the tones or clicks, speak a message, do both, or give no indication of browse mode changes. Like automatic form interaction, this is controlled in the Verbosity Browse Mode Autoload section of the WindowWise control panel. With all that said, there are some controls that you can actually interact with without having to turn browse mode off at all. These are checkboxes, buttons, and radio buttons. If you land on a checkbox while browse mode is on, you can press the spacebar to check and uncheck it. Similarly, when you get to a group of radio buttons, you can also press the spacebar on the button that you want to check. On any of these, you can also hit enter, and that will do the same thing, but also turn browse mode off. And if you find a button, you can press enter to activate it. If a form has what's called the default button, then you don't even have to tab to the button and press enter or find it in browse mode and press enter. Rather, you can press enter while you're inside the form, and that will automatically activate the button. In this particular example, if browse mode were still off and I was in the search edit box, I could press enter and that would activate the search button without me having to tab to it and then pressing enter. Many websites do incorporate this concept of a default button. Another common control is the combo box or list box. If you find one of these, you will have to interact with them with browse mode off. So if it is on, press Enter, Control-Shift-A, or click it with the left mouse button. And once done, press Alt-Down arrow. That will actually expand the combo box, and then you can use the up and down arrow keys to move through the available choices. And of course, if you were to tab to a combo box or a list box, WindowWise would automatically turn browse mode off for you if that automatic form interaction feature we just described was enabled, which it is by default. Once you've made your selection, you can either press the tab key to move away from the combo box or re-enable browse mode with Control-Shift-A to move to the next part of the web page. Just like headings, we can be even more specific when moving by form controls. To demonstrate, let's move back to the top of the page with Control Home.
Top link skip to main content.
Now let's pretend that our web page has a whole bunch of different form elements. Let's say we have a series of 10 checkboxes before the first edit box. If I wanted to move to the first edit box, I can simply press the letter E, E for edit box. Let's do that now.
Search gwmicro.com window-i is edit.
And indeed, there we are at the search gwmicro.com edit box. And notice that WindowWise also said, WindowWise, because that's what I typed just a moment ago. And like with other browse mode commands, Shift-E will take us to the previous edit box on the page, assuming there is one, of course.
Wrapping from top search gwmicro.com window-i is edit.
Now instead, let's say I wanted to go to the first button on the page. Just as E and Shift-E will move us by edit box, B and Shift-B will allow us to move by buttons. Let's press B now and see what happens.
Search button.
And that took us right to the search button. You can also use C and Shift-C to move by combo boxes, R and Shift-R to go between radio buttons, and X and Shift-X to move by checkboxes. That's probably enough for form controls for now. Let's move on to some other elements. S and Shift-S will move us forward and back through lists, T and Shift-T will move between tables, and P and Shift-P will move between paragraphs. For example purposes, let's move back to the top of the page.
Top link skip to main content.
And I will hit the letter P to move by paragraph.
Link gwmicro-now part of the A squared FAMILY exclamation point. Heading 3, welcome to GW Micro. Link format this page for printing. Link window-i's 9.0 beta 2 is now available.
And we are moving by paragraphs now. Another useful feature of browse mode is the ability to move to the beginning or end of an element type. You might wonder why that even matters or why it's important. In some cases, it doesn't make sense, like moving to the beginning or end of a link. But if you're dealing with something a bit longer that can contain many things, for example, a list or a table, then you might want to quickly jump to either its beginning or end, either to more quickly navigate inside it, or to skip past that content and move on to something else. To accomplish this, you use the left and right bracket keys. And these keys are found immediately to the right of the letter P on your keyboard. First is left bracket, followed by right bracket. After pressing either left or right bracket, you would then press the letter of the element type in question. For instance, if you are inside of a list, then you can press left bracket followed by S to move to the beginning of the list, or right bracket followed by S to move to its end. And the same goes with a table. Left bracket T will move you to the beginning of the table. Right bracket T will move you to its end. Remember that for these commands to work, you have to already be inside that element at the time, otherwise WindowEyes might not understand what specifically you're wanting to do. Since lists and tables can have other elements inside them, this also includes other lists or tables. Thus, once you're inside one of these elements, WindowEyes knows exactly what you want to do. You want to move to the beginning or end of that specific element that you're in at the time. Another very powerful feature in WindowEyes Browse Mode is the Page Navigation dialog box, which can be accessed with Insert tab. Let's press it now.
49 links S WindowEyes 9.0 Beta 2 is now available. List view 10 of 49. Dialog Browse Mode Navigation Page.
When you hit this hotkey, WindowEyes will show you a list of all of the links on the web page in the order that they appear, and this is presented in a list box. You can use your up and down arrow keys to move through the links on the web page, and when you find the one you want, you can press the Enter key to activate it. Just like a list box, you can type the first letter or letters of the link that you're looking for to quickly jump to it. As an example, if I wanted to quickly find the WindowEyes link, I can just type W-I-N very fast on my keyboard, and that should take me straight to it.
W-I-N, WindowEyes 21 of 49.
And there is the WindowEyes link. If I were to press Enter at this point, Internet Explorer would open the WindowEyes link, just as if I had activated it in browse mode or clicked it with the mouse. But rather than do that, let's tab through this dialog so you have an idea of what's here.
Activate link button.
There's Activate Link, which is the default button. Let's tab again.
Focus Link F button.
And you can focus the link. The difference between focus and activate is that activate actually clicks the link. It makes the web browser open the page that the link points to. Focusing the link just means that WindowEyes moves you to that position on the page. It will not tell the browser to open the link. If you would rather focus the link, you can either tab to it like we just did, or press Alt F. In either case, you will be placed on the link back in browse mode, and the page navigation dialog will close. Tab again.
Cancel button.
Pressing this will close the dialog without actually doing anything. Tab again, and we get to
Sorting Order Web Page W Radio Button Check 2 of 2.
The Sorting Order Radio Button group. This lets you choose how the information you see in this dialog is sorted. By default, we choose the web page order, that is, quite literally, the order each item appears on the web page. In the list of links we just passed, for example, all of the links were displayed in the order they appeared on the page. If I press the up arrow key,
Sorting Order Alphabetic P Radio Button Check 1 of 2,
the information in the list box is now sorted alphabetically from A to Z. Let's tab again.
Information Selection Links L Radio Button Check 1 of 10.
This dialog defaults to showing links, but depending on the other elements that are on the page, you can choose among them by going through this group of radio buttons. When you choose a different element, WindowEyes will display each occurrence of that element in the list box we first landed in. Let's press the down arrow key.
Information selection frames are radio button check 2 of 10.
And I'm going to keep going until I get to headings.
Information selection tables key radio button check 3 of 10. Information selection headings H radio button check 4 of 10.
Now, let's tab, and that will take us back to the list box.
12 headings S WindowEyes 9.0 Beta 2 is now available. Heading 3 list view 3 of 12.
Rather than displaying links, we have a list of all of the headings that are on this page. Let's down arrow through a few of these.
A Square and GW Micro join forces and merge into one company. Heading 3 4 of 12. GW Micro announces Global WindowEyes Initiative for users of Microsoft Office. Heading 3 5 of 12. Player controls. Heading 4 6 of 12.
Now notice that the group of radio buttons, which allows you to choose which elements that we see, occur right before the list box. Therefore, once the page navigation dialog was open, you could simply press Shift Tab to move back to the group and choose which type of element you wanted to look for. For the sake of demonstration, let's do this once more. I'm going to Shift Tab.
Information selection headings H radio button check 4 of 10.
And here we are back on the radio buttons. Now I'm going to press the down arrow key until we get to controls.
Information selection lists I radio button check 5 of 10. Information selection anchors and radio button check 6 of 10. Information selection forms O radio button check 7 of 10. Information selection controls Z radio button check 8 of 10.
And now, tab back to the list.
2 controls S search gwmicro.com edit list view 1 of 2.
And as you heard, we have 2 controls. Here's the search edit box, and press the down arrow.
Search button 2 of 2.
To get to the search button. So this is just another way you can interact with web elements with WindowEyes. Let's press the escape key to close this dialog. And now we're back in our web browser. There are 2 other features I want to show you with WindowEyes, and the first will help us get to the second. First is the Find feature. In the section describing how to use the mouse with WindowEyes, we showed you the mouse search dialog reached with Ctrl-Shift-F. And this let us search for text on the screen, and if found, WindowEyes would move the mouse pointer there. When you're working with browse mode, Ctrl-Shift-F does a very similar thing, except that it lets you search for text on the web page. And if found, rather than moving your mouse pointer there, it moves your browse mode position there. At gwmicro.com, we have a tutorial test page that we use to show off the different ways WindowEyes works with the internet. And this page has a concept that I want to demonstrate. So the first thing we want to do is get to the WindowEyes web page. To get there, I'm going to do Ctrl-Shift-Home to make sure we're at the top of the page.
Top link skip to main content.
Now I'm going to press Ctrl-Shift-F.
Find and combo edit. Dialog find.
And here we are in the Find combo edit box. So first I'm looking for WindowEyes, so I will type that now.
WindowEyes.
And then enter to activate the search.
Found link window-eyes mouse over.
And there's WindowEyes. I'm going to press enter here to activate that link.
16 headings, 4 landmarks, 69 links. Skip.
Next we're going to look for the word tutorial to get to our tutorial test page. So again, Ctrl-Shift-F.
Find and WindowEyes 1 of 1 combo edit. Dialog find.
Now I'm going to type the word tutorial.
T-U-T-O-R-I-A-L.
Followed by enter.
Found link tutorials mouse over.
Okay, there's tutorials, but that's not what we want. We want the tutorial test page. So I could either do Ctrl-Shift-F and hit enter to do the search again, or I can press Insert-F, which will repeat the last search that we performed.
Found link tutorial test page mouse over.
And there's the tutorial test page. Press enter, and that will open it.
This webpage wants to run the following ad dash on Windows Media Player extension from Microsoft Corporation.
So there's a video on this page, and that's why you heard that chime. That means that something happened in the notification bar. For reference, you can get to that with Alt-N and choose what you want to do. But that's not what we want to look at right now. Notice also that browse mode was turned off because focus was placed on an edit box. We've already showed you how to work with form controls, so rather than do all that again, I'm going to press Ctrl-Shift-A to turn browse mode back on, and then press the letter T, which will take us to a table.
Table travel expense report. This table summarizes travel expenses incurred during August trips to San Jose and Seattle, 10 rows, 5 columns.
We can up and down arrow through this table just like any other web page content.
Meals, hotels, transport, subtotals, San Jose, 25-R-97, 37.74, 112.00.
Instead of using the arrow keys, you can use the insert and arrow keys to move around each cell of the table. These are insert up, down, left, and right. Insert up and down will move you up and down by row, and insert left and right will move you by column. So let's do that now. Since we're in the table, I'm going to hit the insert right arrow hotkey combination a few times.
Wheels, hotels, transport, subtotals, no cell.
And I simply pressed that until we got to no cell. Notice that WindowEyes respects the boundaries of the table so that you don't accidentally leave it when you didn't intend to. The same would have happened if you tried to move above, below, or to the left of the table with the insert up, insert down, or insert left arrow commands. So let's press insert left arrow a few times until we get to the meals column.
Transport, hotels, meals.
There's meals. Now I'm going to press the insert down arrow key to start going through the meals column of the table.
San Jose 25-R-9737.74. San Jose 26-R-9727.28.
Notice that WindowEyes read the table headers as we were moving down. Let's hit the insert down arrow key one more time.
65.02.
And go back up the column with insert up arrow.
San Jose 26-R-9727.28. San Jose 25-OC-9737.74.
So I know that I was in San Jose, allegedly, in August of 1997, and I spent $37.74 for meals on that day. Let's also use insert left and insert right to see what else is on this particular row. I'm going to hit insert left arrow.
25-OC-97.
So there's the date.
No cell.
And no cell. So we're at the left edge of this particular row. Let's go to the right with insert right arrow.
Meals San Jose 25-OC-9737.74.
Okay, that's where we were before.
Hotels San Jose 25-OC-97112.00.
So I know that I spent $112 in San Jose for hotels on that day.
Transport San Jose 25-OC-9745.00.
Okay, there's my transportation for that day.
Subtotals.
Our subtotals and all of that information is at the bottom of the table. Insert right again.
No cell.
And no cell. So now we're at the rightmost boundary of that row. Now, while the default is for WindowEyes to read either the row or column, depending on which way you're moving, there may be times where you want something different to be read, in which case you can rotate through our different options that we give you with Control-Shift-H. Think of that for headers. Let's press that now.
Column and row.
So here's column and row, which means as we move, WindowEyes will speak both the column and row header.
No title.
No title, which means WindowEyes won't speak anything. It will just read the contents of the cell as we move.
Column title.
So now that we're on column title, let's move around with the insert left and right to see what WindowEyes says.
Transport San Jose 25-OC-9745.00. Hotels San Jose 25-OC-90. Meals San Jose 25-OC-25-OC- No cell.
In this case, it's the same as what we just heard going the other direction because we were moving by column. But the speech we get when we move by row will be a bit different. Let's go back over to the meals column with insert right arrow.
Meals San Jose 25-OC-9737.74.
Now let's press insert up arrow and insert down arrow and see what happens. I'm going to press insert down arrow.
Meals San Jose 26-OC-9727.28. Meals 65.02. Wheels. Wheels Seattle 27-OC-9796.25.
So in all cases now, WindowEyes will read the column title regardless of which direction we're moving. And the nice thing is, since there's no special table mode or anything like that to worry about, we don't need to do anything special to leave the table or do something else online with this page. WindowEyes also supports dynamic web pages that are written with ARIA controls. ARIA stands for Accessible Rich Internet Application. Essentially, it's a set of standards that, when implemented, can make dynamically changing websites fully accessible to WindowEyes. The pages we visited so far are static, that is, their content doesn't change. Let's show you an example of one such site that is more dynamic and that implements ARIA. I'm going to go to the Yahoo homepage and perform a search. To do that, I'm going to press Ctrl-L to get to the Internet Explorer address bar.
Open location. Address.
And type www.yahoo.com. That's yahoo.com.
W period A O period C M. Yahoo search, search 53 headings, 5 landmarks, 176 links, search web button Thursday.
Now I'm going to do Control Home to go to the beginning of the page.
Top link upgrade to the new Firefox.
And then press the letter E.
Yahoo search, search edit.
Here's the Yahoo search. Press enter to turn browse mode off. And I'm going to do a search for AI squared. And notice what happens as I type.
A. No search suggestions are available. I. No search suggestions are available. Space. One or more search suggestions are available. S. Q. U. A. R. E. D. One or more search suggestions are available. Use up or down arrow keys to navigate between them.
The speech that we're hearing is actually coming from the Yahoo website. As we're typing, Yahoo is telling us when there are search suggestions available. Now that there are suggestions, I can either hit enter to do a search for exactly what I typed, or press the up and down arrow keys to move through the suggestions that Yahoo is offering. Let's press down arrow just to see what it has come up with.
Asquared.com.
There's AISquared.com.
Asquared Tech Support.
AISquared Tech Support.
Asquared Zoomtext Magnifier.
AISquared Zoom Text Magnifier.
Asquared Products.
AI squared products. So let's say I wanted to search for AI squared products. At this point, I would press the enter key.
Search A squared products edit. Yahoo Web Search, Home, Mail, News, Sports, Finance, Weather, Games, Groups, Answers, Screen, Flickr, Mobile, More.
And here's the list of search results. So while this is admittedly a simple example, it's a great real-world use of ARIA to demonstrate how dynamic content, in this case Yahoo's dynamic search suggestions, can be made fully accessible. Again, remember the prompts you heard came directly from Yahoo. WindowEyes just merely spoke them. There are other navigation commands available to you in browse mode that we didn't cover. For more information on those, please consult the WindowEyes manual available in the WindowEyes control panel, specifically the hotkey reference at the end, which lists, among other things, all of the browse mode specific hotkeys. Even though we didn't look at Firefox, the way browse mode works there is exactly the same as it does with Internet Explorer. The menu structure and features that Firefox provides differ a bit from Internet Explorer, obviously, because the two browsers are different. But the way browse mode works in either one is the same. Browse mode also works in other areas that have HTML-style views. For example, if your email client supports HTML text, there's a good chance that WindowEyes will let you read messages you receive in browse mode. There are also some other places where you are likely to encounter browse mode, and these include Adobe Reader when you're looking at a PDF that someone may have sent you. Also, if you own any Apple products and use iTunes, you will find that browse mode works in the iTunes store when creating an account or performing a search. You will also find browse mode works when delivering a PowerPoint presentation. More specifically, you will be able to read any notes you may have put in the slideshow as you're presenting. Thus, you can look at your notes, even though they may not be on the screen, and have WindowEyes read them, or if you have a Braille display, look at them in real time in Braille. So even though browse mode is designed to help you primarily use the internet, you will find that you can apply what you just learned to other applications that use web views. Now that you have a basic understanding of how WindowEyes works with the web, let's move on to the next section.